Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbacher for the out. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Finney reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura has Finney trapped. There's the throw to Sewell and over to Berger, who tags Finney for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Finney. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sissel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Lou Finney. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing center field. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal bunts towards first. Dean fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Steinbacher moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Bud Thomas. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Peters reaches second base with a double. Sissel moves to third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rosenthal. Sissel scores. Peters scores. Rothrock moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Clint Brown now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 3 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dean for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Williams now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Newsom steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Boesberger. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Clint Brown. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.